Good Friday evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football coverage on KMTS. Tonight, it's the Glenwood Demons homecoming game against the Battle Mountain Huskies. And the Drum Corps is off in the distance, getting ready for tonight's big game. Fans are filing into Steubler Memorial Field, and I think we're in for a great game. Normally, you think homecoming opponent, you'd want to schedule a cream puff, but I'll tell you what, tonight, the Battle Mountain Huskies, a much improved program, came very close to knocking off Rifle last week. Top 10 team, and Battle Mountain at Bear Stadium lost it in the last second as Gutierrez for a Rifle kicked a 45-yard field goal with 6 seconds left to win it for Rifle 22-21. The Battle Mountain Huskies, the second best defense in the Western Slope through their preseason, their non-conference schedule, and the top offense on the Western Slope through their non-conference schedule, scoring almost 41 points a game. So, Jack, the Battle Mountain Huskies, I think they're coming to play tonight. They've pretty loaded, 14 seniors on this team, and this is their year.
Well, it's hard to say this early in the season, but this is pretty much a playoff decider. The team that loses this goes 0-2 and probably doesn't make the playoffs. The team that wins is in pretty good shape. So it's a pretty critical game for, you know, Glenwood showed some signs of life last week against Palisade. Actually, they showed a lot more than that. They nearly knocked off, the number two team in the state, or scored number one in some.
Scored the first touchdown off a fumble recovery.
Well, yeah, and a great comeback after being down 28-6. So, this is a team that, you know, has, and here it is, their homecoming. So they've got a lot on the line here. And, of course, Battle Mountain, you know, if that loss last week was pretty devastating for them. You know, they came in undefeated, you know, had scored 141 points in three games and only given up 34. And, you know, they figured to rock, and they played well. But, you know, when we saw Rifle, you know, they're pretty one-dimensional, Rifle is. And evidently Battle Mountain, you know, did a pretty good job of stopping them, but couldn't stop them when they absolutely needed to. Of course, a 45-yard field goal is not a gimme by any means, so they very nearly won that ball game.
Battle Mountain, last year we saw them in Edwards on their new turf, their new turf field, and they Glenwood came away with a 35-21 win. And even though it sounds, pretty lopsided, Battle Mountain played tough, and I was pretty impressed with what Coach David Joyce brought to the table. And in his fourth year, he's really got a good squad and looking for a good game. They've got David Joyce has two first-team all-conference players coming back. They're seniors. Reeve Sanders, first-team all-conference last year as a junior at wide receiver, sometimes plays quarterback, but the main guy that takes the snaps is Captain Jake Engel. He was honorable mention last year at quarterback. Chris Libertini, the other first-teamer at running back. And they've got some weapons. They can hand it off to three or four guys. They run a double wing. It looks somewhat similar to Eagle Valley's offense, but not quite as not as tight a formation as you see with Eagle Valley, where it's almost like football in a phone booth. They spread it out a little bit, and they can throw too. Engel's got a good arm.
Yeah, the thing that's impressive, at least stats-wise, for Engel is, he's thrown three touchdown passes and no picks. Although he's thrown only as many passes as John Forrestall threw in the first half last week, and that's for the whole season. So Engel doesn't throw it very much. He doesn't have to. He's got those running backs, Libertini, Sanders, Zach Gita, and another fellow by the name of Blaze Oley, I guess.
Yes.
He's averaging 13 yards a carry. He didn't carry it all that much, but 116 yards on 9 carries, that's pretty impressive. So it looks like they've got some guys who can pound it and break it. So once again, Glenwood was not able to stop the run last week. They're going to have to do it this week.
And Glenn, Battle Mountain can also play tough defense, as I mentioned. Ryan Moeller, one of the leading rushers in the state, had, 107 yards against Battle Mountain, but those were hard-fought yards. So they play the run very well. They've got some big, strong, active linebackers, good defensive line, and they are hungry. Here comes the team, some of the captains coming out. Michael Mills.
And Henry Hill has had some good games, and he's proven to be pretty explosive. But he's really all they've got running the football. And if Battle Mountain's got the good linebackers and they key on him, then it's going to be up to John Forrestall, as it has been in the last couple of games. He threw 28 passes against Palisade. Fruta only 19, but, of course, that went to the running clock. 25 passes against Basalt. So this is pretty much an aerial football team other than Henry Hill.
Michael Mills and Michael Brunk, team captains, out early. It is homecoming week. All of the we've got several helmets honoring each player. Here comes Battle Mountain coming out in formation. They go through the red and white balloons, and they know very well they're the homecoming opponent.
And, well, Battle Mountain used to be the homecoming opponent du jour.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, let's schedule BM, you know, so we can run up the score and have fun at the homecoming dance. But as you mentioned, not this year. It's interesting. We were watching during warm-ups. Glenwood, of course, is suiting up all their freshmen. They had 60-some players out there during warm-ups. Battle Mountain had 26. Of course, among those 26, as you mentioned, a couple of all-conference players, and there isn't anybody
Fork that year and lost it. Jeff Campbell, star player for the Huskies. They had a few playoff trips in between from then and the early 90s. It's been a long time since the postseason. Here come the Glenwood Demons on homecoming night 2011. They break through the banner. They'll try and get a word with Coach Rocky Whitworth. I want to get trampled here.
Oh, I think they'd bounce off you, Ron. You'd be all right. You know,
I was like, stay low, keep my feet. You know,
just
good
like
balance.
California. You know, you block one lane and then block the next lane, and finally you can get out there.
Coach, how you doing? I haven't talked to you all season.
How you doing, partner?
I'm doing well, man. Good to see you. Been an up and down year so far, but you get through that non-conference schedule, kind of rough, but basically healthy. You come back against Palisade in the league opener. Talk about that game just briefly. It was a good comeback, but a tough loss.
It was. And, you know, we don't have many chances, and we let that one go. And Palisade was a great team, good game plan that night. But I was proud of our kids, the way they recovered and came back. Hopefully we got some of that left in us.
The key is the mental aspect and how they've come back. It seems like they're ready for tonight's game.
I think so. You know, it's the seniors' last homecoming. It's a special night. And right here on River City, next to this river, it's a great evening.
Battle Mountain, no longer the pushover they once were.
Oh, my goodness. They are a talented, outstanding football team. Probably the best that we've seen. I mean, a lot of speed, a lot of good players.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Rocky Whitworth, we'll pause for our national anthem here in a moment. So, Rocky giving the Battle Mountain Huskies high praise indeed. We'll pause for our national anthem. Colors being presented by Boy Scouts. Outstanding job by the students.
Thank you very much.
Battle Mountain Huskies 3-1 on the season. Glenwood 1-3, looking to, for that second win. Since the win over Basalt in week one and their first league win.
Back judge is Jeremy Bling.
And the Demons are going to have a battle on their hands against the Battle Mountain Huskies. Jack, I didn't catch you won the tip, the coin flip.
I think I was watching you try to get Rocky at the same time, so I didn't notice either. But you can see that Battle Mountain is going to kick, or actually going to receive. Glenwood's going to kick. So I assume Battle Mountain, or Glenwood won the coin flip and deferred to the second half. You never really know, though. Some teams like to go on 0. But regardless, it will be Glenwood kicking off, and it'll be the same guy who kicked off last week, Carbajal. Andy Carbajal.
Petraeus, the place kicker for the field goals and extra points.
Did not really get any of them deep. We were kind of we've been spoiled in the last few years by the place kickers who've been able to get those touchbacks on a regular basis.
Bay Stevens and Reef Sanders deep to receive for Battle Mountain. Homecoming 2011 is underway. The left-footed kicker kicks it toward the left side. That's Libertini picking it up at the two. Libertini brought down. Nice tackle made at about the 12-yard line.
Well, that was a pretty good kick that time. It kind of curled away from Libertini and would have reached the end zone had he not scooped it up on a couple of bounces, and he did bobble it.
There's two number 18s. On the roster for Battle Mountain.
That's amazing. They got 26 players and they got two 18s.
Here we go. Battle Mountain runs that.
Have enough jerseys.
Double wing formation. Sanders, the quarterback, and a flag is thrown. Jake Engel, the QB. And it's encroachment against Glenwood Demons. They're a little anxious to get going here.
Yeah, I'd say so. Jumping the gun before the ball snapped on the very first play.
And that's something you go over in camp in August. Watch the ball, D-line. Here we go. Now it's first and five for the Huskies. Libertini the back behind Angle. Pitch play, sweep to the left side. Zach Guida. And Guida brought down at the 20-yard line.
Well, that was a pretty good stop, and if they hadn't jumped to give them first and five, they'd have them in pretty good position right here, but all they gained was one.
They need to get to the 24, so second down and four for the Huskies. They are a run-first team. Now they go come the other side, and it's a first down. Reeve Sanders with the carry across the 25. Or did they stop him? Well, I think he got the first down. Yep. Right at the 24. Manning the middle. Linebackers Federhoff and Garrett Lowe. First and 10 Huskies. Single receiver. And he's going to get the ball. Quick pass to Sanders, and he's brought down after a 2-yard gain, maybe a 3-yard gain. Sanders trying to break loose. He was a first-team all-conference player last year as a wide receiver. Gain of 4 yards, second and six. Well, Mountain can light it up. Biggest output was against Classical Academy, 53 points. Man in motion. A sweep around the right side, and the Demons read that one and drop the ball carrier for a loss. That was Sanders on the carry. Loss of two.
Dan Miller was in there, also Andy Carbajal. Good penetration.
Make it a yard loss. Third and seven. Glenwood jumped.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, man, going to give him 5 yards here. Unless Battle Mountain looks like they're. Game just underway, no score.
It's going to make it third and short.
It's a simple call. We got all four officials. It is against Glenwood. Just those little things just irritate a coach. So instead of third and seven, it's now third and a yard. At the 32-yard line of the Huskies. No score. Huskies on the march here. Next to two penalties. Sweet play to the left side. And a first down carry by Zach Guida. Across the 35-yard line.
Well, the defense just making it easy for him by giving him this short, you know, first and five, third and two.
Well, at the 36 of the Huskies.
When I say defense, I mean the defensive penalties.
Double wing. We're teaming the back. Sanders in motion. Sanders gets the pitch, and he has drilled in the backfield.
Carbajal.
Mr. Carbajal bringing the wood. My goodness.
Boy, he was just unblocked. He just cruised right in there.
He almost intercepted the pitch. He was in there so fast. Loss of four, second and 14, back at the 36-yard line. That was just a wicked hit.
Glenwood's made a couple of really nice defensive plays, but they've given it back with penalties. Let's see what happens here.
Sanders in motion. They fake the pitch. Back to throws. Engel throws complete to Blaze Ollie. Ollie up the left sideline and across the 40. Now they're going to mark him at the 39. So they'll bring up third down and 7 yards to go for the Huskies. No score, 8:43 to go in the first quarter. Battle Mountain beat Summit. That's been a good program the last couple years. Beat them 46-6, beat Roaring Fork 42-0. And the Classical Academy, 53-28, lost a rifle last week, 22-21. Oh, left tackle moved.
For a minute there, I didn't think they were going to throw a flag.
I thought maybe he was shifting to a slot back. But that was big left tackle, Jose Marin.
Well, for a change, the flag benefits the Glenwood Demons.
First flag against the Huskies. Battle Mountain just seconds and 45 yards away from being undefeated. After that kick by Gutierrez for a rifle. So third down and 12 for the Huskies. Engel's got a good arm.
He gets rid of the ball really quickly. So
straight back to throw. Five-step drop. Being pressured. He's going to be brought down. No, he escapes the rush. And finally tackled by number 59.
You don't have a 59, huh? Neither do I.
Or was it 58? His number's just kind of crinkled up. That's Luis Lepe.
Okay.
No, it is 59. Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. They do it to me every game. There's a snap. Huskies punting it away. Kind of a sideways spin. It's going to go at the 20... to the 19, to the 15. No, it makes it the marks at the 16-yard line, where it's blown dead. So a nice punt there by Zach Guida. No score. 7:53 to go, first quarter. As Glenwood gets the ball for the first time, they're on homecoming night. So you can find out who 59 is. A great play. John Forstall, the quarterback. Henry Hill will get the load of most of the carries tonight. Ball at the right hash mark. Demons going right to left in their first drive. Huskies, good defense. Forstall, pitch play to Hill. Hill's got some blockers. Tries to cut it up. Has a little room across the 20-yard line. Down to the 23. Gain of 6. Second down and 4 for the Demons. So you have a 59?
No.
Nope.
No, I asked PA guy. He didn't have it.
So second and 4 of the Demons. Good carry there by Henry Hill, kind of spreading it out. Austin Tribble wide right. Handoff to Henry Hill. And Hill carries close to a first down. Might be close enough for a measurement. No, it is a first down. Ball at the 28-yard line. Demon zone 28. Two receivers right, one to the left. Deep formation with the tailback who gets the pitch. And it's Henry Hill, and he is dropped for a loss. He may have gotten back to the... No, he got a yard. Connor Denny coming in. Offensive line for the Glenwood Demons. Connor, we're in... Big brace on his left knee and heavily taped. Fighting through a lot of pain. No score. 6:40 to go first quarter. Tribble wide right.
It's about time for the hitch pass.
Fagan wide left.
That's like the first pass of every game is a hitch pass to Tribble.
Forrestall hands off to Hill. He's spun around and drilled. And it's going to be third down and long.
Well, the coaching staff must think they can run against Battle Mountain. They haven't attempted to put the ball in the air yet. And, of course, now they're third and 10.
Big Sawyer Bloom, linebacker, senior this year. The Battle Mountain Huskies making that big tackle. Dropped him for a loss of a yard. Third down and about 10 and a half to go. Forrestall takes a snap. Back to throw. Looking right. Being pressured. Lets it go. And it is intercepted and dropped. Bloom had it in his grasp and fell to the ground. The Demons have to punt it away. Well, poor blocking in those last couple of plays. And the stall drives for the Demons. They got to get rid of it. And deep to receive, Reeve Sanders for the Huskies. No score, 5:50 to go first quarter. Battle Mountain, for so many years, the doormat of the league. Punt his way by Henry Hill.
Sanders. Fair catch called for, and then Carbajal started to tackle him. I guess he didn't see the signal. Carbajal, I'm surprised there's not a flag.
Got a taste for blood. That one stick on the first series. Wanted to hit again. Instead just gave him a bear hug.
Well, in his defense, the punt returner actually ran by Carbajal before he gave the signal, and then Andy turned upfield and grabbed him around the shoulder pads, and then the whistles blew. It was really a pretty generous no call by the officials.
First and 10, Huskies, their second possession. Three in the backfield. Die play up the middle to Libertini. A gain of about two. Second down and 8. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market. For sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303. Make it second and eight. Again, three in the backfield for the Huskies. Looks like a T formation. Here comes a sweep for Sanders. Sanders finds some running room. Off to the 40, 30, 25, 20. Touchdown, Battle Mountain.
Glenwood just doesn't have anybody who can catch someone when they take off like that.
Reeve Sanders just torched the Glenwood defense.
And that's just happened game after game. When somebody gets into the secondary, it doesn't matter what kind of a deep angle the pursuers take, they can't catch them. They just don't have the speed.
51 yards. Reeve Sanders. Place kickers, number 42 for Battle Mountain. Don't have his name.
Timmy, I don't know, L-I-C-C-I-A-R-D-I.
Kick is up.
Licciardi? Licciardi?
And it's good.
Licciardi,
with
maybe?
5:02 to go in the first quarter, it's Battle Mountain 7, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Battle Mountain strikes first. Their second possession. A 51-yard touchdown run by the dangerous Reeve Sanders. And a simple sweep play. Glenwood hit. Didn't even get a hand on him.
Took him two plays. And part of the reason was the field position. Henry Hill's punt was only 26 yards. whereas Guidas went 48. So you're giving away 27 yards in field position just on the punt exchange.
Henry Hill and Michael Mills deep to receive the kick from Timothy Lishardi. Had him listed as number 72. He's wearing 42. Here's the kick. End over end taken by Hill at the 4. Hill across the 15. Bounces off one man. Finds a little running room. Look out, Henry Hill. Off to the races. 40. 45 to the 47-yard line. Henry Hill, like a pinball, bounced off of three tacklers. Had one man to beat.
And that was Eric Weiss, a safety. And that's the difference. You know, Battle Mountain's one man was able to catch up to Glenwood's fastest guy. And Weiss is nowhere near the fastest guy in Battle Mountain's team.
And the sophomore speedster for the Demons gives his team great field position. Their second possession at the 47-yard line. 7-0 Battle Mountain. 4:50 to go first quarter.
Well, that was a 43-yard return by
Hill.
It's
going to be a direct snap to Henry Hill.
Oh,
and the line
no.
jumped. Michael Brunk, a little anxious. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Bobby Petz. Forstall not in there. They're going to a direct snap to Henry Hill, and it backfires. Well, Rocky Whitworth, great coach, got a million plays in that head of his, but you can't call a lot of plays if players can't execute.
Well, they began the game with the defense jumping and giving Battle Mountain a first and 5. And here they get great field position and decide to make it first and 15 now.
At the 42-yard line of the Demons. Triple in motion. Direct snap to Hill. Hill breaks a couple of tackles. It gets near midfield. The ball is loose. And I think Battle Mountain has it. It is Battle Mountain ball. No, Mills has it. Mills came up with it. He was battling for that ball with Sawyer Bloom. Kind of a mismatch there. Bloom, a big linebacker, but Hill took it away. Lucky break for the Demons. Second down and 9 from their own 48. 7-0 Battle Mountain. Again, a direct snap for Hill. Fakes the handoff. Wants to keep it. Breaks the tackle. Can't escape the other defenders, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. So I don't see Forrestall. Is he shaking up?
If he was, I think we'd see Lundeen.
No, Marnie's over there chatting with some parents and players. Forrestall back in there.
He just wanted to try something.
Yep.
Didn't work.
Third down and 10 for the Demons. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Forrestall back to throw, straight back. Fires a strike to Austin Tribble. First down. Tribble gets across the 35 to the 33-yard line. That was a rope thrown by John Forrestall to Austin Tribble.
Tribble ran a real nice pattern, too. He went out there like he was going deep, and then he just planted and came back. And so what used to be called a button hook, he probably has some fancy name now. A gain of 20 yards.
First and 10 Demons. First time into Battle Mountain territory. 7-0 Huskies. Off the 32. Hand off to Tribble on a sweep on the end around. Tribble, he is brought down. Wrestled out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Gain of 2. Second and 8.
Well, that's a play that Demons used to love. Run that end around, but it never really gained any yards and didn't get a lot there. Never seems to fool anybody.
Fetterhoff is slot, actually tight left. Two receivers left, one to the right. Empty backfield. No, it's a direct snap to Henry Hill. Henry tiptoeing through the line, picks up a couple of yards.
This is a new wrinkle.
Timeout, Glenwood. Third down and 4 when we come back. Demons trail the Huskies 7-0 with 2:50 to go first quarter. This is KMTS. back to Stubler Memorial Field, homecoming night here at Glenwood Springs High School. The Demons trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 7-0 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Reeve Sanders, a 51-yard touchdown run for the Huskies. Demons on the march here. They tricky situation here. They called a timeout with 3rd and 4 to go at the 27 of Battle Mountain.
And they're back in the Wildcat again. They've been outrushed in every game other than the Basalt one, so maybe this is an attempt to see if they can't do a little more on the ground.
Garrett Lowe, the fullback. Keeper by Hill. Hill trying to find a little running room, and he is going to be very close to the first down. They got to go for it. He might be a yard short.
Official's going to look at it.
Huskies player is down.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought they were going to measure it. But
Jose Marin is sitting up, but a little bit of pain. It is a first down for the Demons. So good job by Henry Hill to find that yard marker where he needed to go. And Henry Hill, just a sophomore.
Well, against Palisade last week, he went over 100 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
Rifle Bears also playing their homecoming game tonight against Eagle Valley. Talking to Steve Cable, former athletic director here at Glenwood. And he was talking to Mark Schick. Mm-hmm. Big Mark, who played football, of course, and basketball for the Demons. He's a teacher and a freshman girls basketball coach at Steamboat. He said there's just the attitude is so bad there. Steamboat's kind of the new Battle Mountain.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just
Steamboat's been a powerhouse for years in all kinds of sports.
Yep. He said just bad attitudes and nobody's really into the athletic program. Just too bad.
Well, they've always
they always bring it for basketball though when we go up there.
Yeah. They've always had the, you know, the same distraction that Battle Mountain and Aspen have.
Skiing.
Yeah, exactly. But it hasn't seemed to matter. Steamboat's always had strong athletic programs.
Jose Marine being helped out by a player and a coach, and he is favoring that right leg. And that's tough. Hope he's okay. First and 10 Demons. Trailing 7-0, 2:38 to go and counting here in the first quarter. Again, Hill in there for the direct snap. Triple in motion. Fake the triple. Keeper by Hill up the middle. Hill fumbles the ball and is recovered by Battle Mountain.
Boy, it was just stripped away. He was well beyond where the ball was dropped, and it just somebody punched it loose and it came out.
Second fumble of the night. First one they've lost. Jordan Harrison recovered for the Huskies. Big nose guard. And that just rolled right into his arms. Yes, Henry Hill's fighting for some extra yards. Someone came up and just knocked it loose.
Well, like I said, he was well beyond where the ball came out, so I think somebody punched it out.
Third possession for the Huskies. They lead 7-0. 2:23 to go first quarter. Angle under center.
Tight formation.
Sweep left cross side. Point. Boy, audio. See you later. Off to the races, Zach Guida. 40, 50, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Battle Mountain. Have mercy.
79
yards.
Somebody kill the touchdown.
And there were about 3 Glenwood players that had the angle on him, but he just ran away from them. Boy, that fumble just so costly.
The next play.
Moving to maybe tie the game up. And instead, they find themselves in a hole.
Timothy Lasciardi on to attempt the extra point. Battle Mountain looking for an extra player. Boy, this is a different team. And Huskies are forced to burn a timeout on the extra point. That can't make David Joyce too happy, but the Huskies lead 13-0, 2:09 to go, first quarter. It's KMTS. And we're back. Lasciardi's extra point attempt for Battle Mountain to make it 14-0. Snap, placement, the kick is up. It is almost blocked. It gets through. And the Huskies up 14-0 with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Huskies, 2 big plays. The Demons burned, and that fumble cost them 7. 14-0 Huskies. Kickoff after this on KMTS. back to Stubler Memorial Field. Kind of a quiet homecoming crowd here tonight. The Glenwood Demons stunned. They trail 14-0 to the once doormat Battle Mountain Huskies. A whole different team this year. Zach got a 79-yard touchdown run. First play from scrimmage after the fumble by Henry Hill.
Well, it took him two plays the first time in 41 seconds. That was one play, obviously, in 14 seconds. So Battle Mountain has scored 14 points with 54 seconds or 55 seconds worth of
squib kick. It's going to end up in the arms of Michael Mills at the 15, 20. Breaks one tackle, slips and falls at the 25.
I am mystified. Last week, Palisade was squib kicking and pooch kicking every time. I don't know why you would put your defense in that kind of a hole, but that one actually was fairly effective for Battle Mountain. The other thing is Battle Mountain, you know, they got great field position on the exchange of punts, so they're just beating Glenwood so far in all phases of the game.
Forrestall. And officials call a timeout here.
And they're talking to one of the Glenwood receivers. I think it's Grant Fagan. And they're picking up the flag.
Well, that's good. 2:04 to go first quarter. 14-0 Battle Mountain.
Fagan is wondering Glenwood's homecoming night.
Forrestall sends Tribble in motion. Hands it off to Tribble and end around.
And nowhere to go. And a flag.
I think it might be a face mask against Battle Mountain.
Tribble on the carry. Oh, Mills, check that. Mills on the carry around the corner. Tackled by John Morella.
What's the flag? It is going to get his personal foul. 15 yards against Battle Mountain. Boy, that's the loudest applause I've heard in a while from the Glenwood side, and it's for a penalty. Fagan and Tribble, wide right. Demons have the ball at their own 40. Hill behind Forrestall. Forrestall wipes his hand on the towel. Takes the snap, hands it off to Hill. Right side, he stood up and driven back. And that is Lishardi, the kicker. Dropped him for a loss of a yard, second and 11. Boy, Glenwood just not sustaining their blocks. And I'm seeing fresh linemen come in every now and again. Again, Hill behind Forrestall. Second, call it 10, minute 20 to go first quarter. Forrestall takes the snap, pitches to Hill. He's dropped for a loss. And Battle Mountain not being fooled at all. That was Libertini. Dropped him for a loss of 6. Third down and 16. The running game is not going anywhere. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 14-0 Huskies. Cam Avery, who hasn't touched the ball tonight, is tight right. Two receivers left.
Well, Glenwood's only thrown two passes.
Forrestall takes the handoff, rolls to his left. Throws downfield. He's got Tribble, and it is out of bounds. And the Demons have to punt it away. 38 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-0 Battle Mountain. They get the ball back.
Glenwood's tried three passes, and every one of them has been on third and long. So this is evidently they are really trying to establish a running game, but it's not happening.
Reeve Sanders deep to receive the punt. Henry Hill to punt it away. He'll take the snap around the 20. Sanders lined up on his 30.
Hill has run 11 times.
Good snap.
19 yards.
Hill's punt, short punt, end over end. Taken by Sanders near the 44-yard line. Of Battle Mountain. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. It's been all Battle Mountain, 14-0. Now's the time to get your home ready for the holidays with custom draperies, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered has got you and the Glenwood Demons covered. Ask about their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered. 945-4010, 945-4010.
Well, once again, Hill 21 yards on that punt. Just really isn't giving the defense much
angle
field.
Under center, T formation. Fakes the handoff, back to throw. Guns it downfield. He's got a man open. Sanders goes up for it, and it's in and out of his hands. Good defense.
Is it Mills?
By Michael Mills.
Yeah, Mills was right there with him step to step.
Timed his jump perfectly. 27 guarding number 27. The Battle Mountain, this is, if they're going to make the playoffs, this is their year with 14 seniors, talented seniors, just four juniors. About a dozen sophomores. Second down and 10 for the Huskies. 23 seconds left here in the first. Again, T formation. Engel pitches, sweep right side. Sanders finds a blocker, spins, breaks some tackles, has a first down. Across the 50, down to the 46-yard line. Make it the 47 of Glenwood. And it is, it's very similar the way they run it. Very similar to Eagle Valley's, except they don't have a little slot back kind of creeping along in motion.
Not quite a first down.
Okay, third and less than a yard. There's the end of the first quarter. An all-Battle Mountain Huskies lead the Demons 14-zip on the Glenwood Demons homecoming night. Back of the second quarter after this on KMTS.
Welcome back to Stubler Memorial Field. We got Glenwood Springs on their homecoming night. Maybe sending home, being sent home early by Battle Mountain, who's broken a couple of big plays. A 51-yard run and a 79-yard run in the first quarter as the Huskies lead 14-0. And they have the ball in Glenwood territory.
Third and less than a yard for the Huskies. Tight formation. Die play to Libertini. Has the first down by plenty across the 45 of Battle Mountain. 14-0. Huskies lead as the second quarter just starts.
That first quarter, Glenwood... Four first downs to just two for Battle Mountain, but that belies the yardage difference and also the scoreboard. Battle Mountain has rushed for over 140 yards on just nine carries. Glenwood, meanwhile, 11 carries by Henry Hill.
Sweet play,
yards.
Left side. Nice tackle made by Federhoff on Zach Guida. Gain of four, second down, and six at the 40-yard line of Glenwood. T formation, angle. Handoff, left side. It stood up and brought down after a one-yard gain. Might be, oh, that's Ochoa, number 59. Brian Ochoa on the original roster is listed as 29. They've missed Brian's presence. He's a tough lineman. Third down and five for the Huskies. Engel, pitch play, sweep right side. Look at Engel leading the blocks. Off to the races as Sanders skips and hurdles a couple of tacklers and gets across the 20 to the 15. No, make it. He's at the 10-yard line. Reeve Sanders. Jake Engel, the quarterback, did that short pitch and was leading the blocking. How about that? First and goal for Battle Mountain. The Huskies. It's just hard to believe. This used to be an automatic win, but these boys are good ball players. Actually, they mark it at the 11, so it's a first down and 10. Guida in motion. Hand off to Libertini. He stood up and knocked out the 10-yard line. Make it the 9. Gain of 2, second down and 8. 14-0 Huskies. 10-10 to go, first half. Glenwood's homecoming night.
Libertini is one of their leading rushers, but he hasn't done much tonight. It's been Sanders. And Guida with the two big plays.
Lays Ollie behind Engel. Pitch play, left side. Here comes Sant. It is Guida. Touchdown, Battle Mountain. Boy, the blocking is just outstanding for Battle Mountain.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they have such a tight formation. You know, we're used to watching Glenwood in the spread, and that helped make their running game effective. They had the defenders spread all over the field, but Battle Mountain's getting it done with that T formation.
Got it with the second touchdown of the night. That one a 9-yard scamper. Shardy on to attempt the extra point. Low snap. Placement kick is up, and it's right down the middle. With 9:42 to go, Battle Mountain leads the Glenwood Demons on their homecoming night, 21-0. This is KMTS. Battle Mountain Huskies, a lot of bark in their bite tonight. They lead the Glenwood Demons on the Demons' homecoming night, 21-0 with 9:42 to go in the half. Zach Guida, 9-yard touchdown run. His second TD run of the night. The Demons have no answer for that.
Well, it doesn't help that once again they get the ball at midfield on a 21-yard punt. Glenwood just doesn't have a lot of things this year that they've had in the past.
Demons suffered a tough loss to Battle Mountain last night in soccer, 2-1. Mills and Hill, deep to receive. Shardy's kick on the ground, little squibber. Picked up by Caden Sorensen. And Sorensen brought down, tough tackle. And a flag is thrown. Blaze Ollie is going to be called for the penalty. Personal foul, horse collar tackle. And that's the first time I've seen that called this season. And I'm glad it's being enforced. It's there for a reason, for safety. So that gives the Demons better field position at their own 42-yard line. 21-0 Battle Mountain. Forrestall, 3 yards off the ball. Wiping his hands on the towel and his waist there. Hill behind him at tailback. Two receivers to the left. Garrett Lowe in motion. Forrestall takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Back to throw.
No,
it is Hill that kept it. That was a great fake. I was completely fooled.
He went right behind Lowe on that left side. Decent pickup. Second and about 3, maybe 4.
Give him a gain of 7.
Rough first quarter for Hill. 11 carries, 19 yards. About half of those carries were negative yardage.
Forrestall takes a snap. Hand off to Hill, left side. Loses the ball.
Another fumble.
Loses the ball, and a Husky player loses his helmet.
That one recovered by Glenwood. That's a third fumble by Hill. And again, the ball came out. You know, Hill was up to about midfield, and then the ball just punched out backwards.
And Henry coming out for Jake Bear.
And you just can't keep putting the ball on the ground.
Third down at 6. Forrestall takes a snap, hands off to Bear. And Jake gets a couple of yards back. It'll bring a fourth down.
It's twice Glenwood's got the ball at midfield just about in their own territory, but you know, 40 somewhere around and just gone nowhere.
So Hill back to punt it away. Reeve Sanders anxiously waiting for the ball. The Huskies offense will get it back. And Glenwood not sure who's on punt team. Now they're going to have to burn a timeout. Well, boy, they're just not with it tonight. Demons trailing 21-0, 7:48 to go. First half, this is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Demons trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 21-0 on homecoming night. 7:48 to go in the first half.
You know, most coaches really despise homecoming because there's so many distractions during the week. You know, the players are all, you know, they're spending their week coaching the Powder Puff football team.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's what was played this afternoon. Hill to punt it away. Sanders to receive for Battle Mountain. Good snap. Punt is away. Good
that's
punt by Hill.
One. Yet.
And nobody there to get it. And it rolls out of bounds. That was Carvajal giving it a little extra kick. And the ref said, no, I saw that. Goes to the 15-yard line.
Well, that was 37 yards, and the reason there was nobody there is because Hill had kicked 21 and 26 previously. That time he got his foot into it. Giving the defense a chance here. Of course, they did have him backed up at the 21 in the first quarter, and it took one play for Zach Guida to cover that territory.
T formation. Only behind Engel. Die play over the middle to Sanders.
And that was actually, if I recall, it was a counter that went to 79 yards. And they started the motion going one direction, and then he came back the other way. And that was that same play, only this time it was Sanders, and he didn't go anywhere.
No gain, second and 10. Sweep left side, Engel leading the blocks. Guida brought down across the 20, make it to the 24-yard line. Third down and six. Gain of four there. 21-0 Huskies, under 7 minutes to go in the first half. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come into Soper Sliding for great savings throughout the store. Soper Sliding supports the Glenwood Demons.
Guida now has 95 yards on five carries.
Engel sends a man in motion. That's Sanders. Fake the pitch. Die play over the middle. First down.
Or it's Guida, you're saying.
Yeah. Blaze Ollie, the ball carrier, carries for the first down. Well, just, it's a very basic offense, but they run it very well. And they mix it up. Sweeps, dives, counters. Keeps linebackers on their toes. You step one way, the ball carrier is going the other way. And the linemen have to do a very good job. Low cheating up there on the line. Engel back to throw. Throws incomplete. Should have been a flag.
Could have been a face guarding, yeah, against Tribble.
Pass intended for Lashardy. Tribble got his back to the ball.
Yeah, he never turned around, but I guess he didn't make contact until the ball was dropped. So
David Joyce
flag.
Came running onto the field and said, hey, that should be pass interference. Second and 10 for the Huskies. They lead 21-0. Engel, pitch play. Went over left guard to Guida, and Guida carries to the 30-yard line, gain of a yard, third and 10. I heard the Battle Mountain announcers, my former colleagues, unveiled, pronounced his name Guida, so.
I would go with that then.
So third and call it nine for the Huskies. Sanders is wide left. Mills coming up there to guard him.
Boy, look at how tight.
Engel straight back to throw. Launches it downfield looking for Sanders.
Around.
And it is out of bounds.
Okay, Hill or Mills was going with him, but he was beat.
And Engel showing off that arm, and Huskies have to punt it away.
However, their previous punt went 48 yards and really backed Glenwood up.
Sanders is the punter.
Is it? Oh,
or is it?
It was Guida last time. At least that's the name you called.
5:16 to go in the half. 21-0 Battle Mountain. Mills back to receive. High snap. Nope, he's going to run it. Sanders has the first down. 45, 50.
Maybe a lot more.
See ya. 40, 35. Cuts upfield. 30.
Mills got him. So maybe that was an end. I mean, it looked like a bad snap. It looked like he was going to kick it. But if it was really Guida that kicked the first time, when they saw Sanders back there, they should have known something was going on.
T.J. Stanley made the tackle. It saved a touchdown.
Oh, the Huskies had the ball. Mills. It was 27.
Mills was in there, but also Stanley.
So where are we? At 25. That was a gain of 45 yards.
On a third and nine, they run the fake, and boy, Demons caught on their heels. 21-0 Battle Mountain. They're threatening to add more. 4:48 to go in the half. T formation. Engel. Die play over the middle. Blaze Ollie breaks two tackles, breaks three tackles, and drags two Glenwood defenders with him. Levi Fedoroff finally able to wrestle him down. Not till he gains 7 yards. Second and three. Now at the 19-yard line of Glenwood. This is going to get ugly in a hurry on homecoming night. Libertini now the fullback. Engel, pitch play to Sanders. Sanders finds some running room. Sanders cuts it upfield. He's going to have a touchdown. I mean, that was just child's play. It looks like they're playing a Pop Warner team. No one touched him. 19-yard touchdown run by Reeve Sanders, and it is now 27-0, Battle Mountain. Shardy on to attempt the extra point. He went right off right tackle, high snap, placement kick is up, and it is blocked. Fedoroff got it. And that's the loudest cheer we've heard since the penalty against Battle Mountain. Boy, oh boy. 27-0. Huskies lead the Demons. 4:04 to go in the half. This is KMTS. Back to Steubler Memorial Field. Glenwood Demons getting trounced by the Battle Mountain Huskies. The perennial putrid team of the Western Slope. Year after year after year. The bottom feeder, and this year they are a powerhouse. 27-0 Huskies, 4:04 to go in the first half.
Well, thanks to that 45-yard run on fourth and nine. Nine plays, 85 yards.
Mills takes it at the 14, 15, 20. Up the middle, Brian's a little running room. And finally brought down across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Michael Mills always giving 100%. But boy, their so-called daubers are down.
Well, they've tried some tricks. They've tried the wildcat with Henry Hill back there, and he's back in there. They took him out after he fumbled for the third time. Put Jake Bear in there. But, back in the...
Forstall back to throw on first down. Has time. Pump fake. Throws. Caught.
Boy, that was a tough throw.
In traffic.
There were three Huskies.
And Austin Tribble had to fight for that ball. He picks up nine. A flag is thrown, though, back here. It's going to be holding, I think, against Glenwood. You know, illegal receiver downfield.
That would have been a first down, but it's coming back. That's a prescient observation.
You're going the wrong way. An unidentified parent. You're going the wrong way.
Truth be told.
Yes. 27-0 Huskies. 3:50 to go first half. First and 15 after that penalty. Tribble and Fagan wide left. Low at fullback. Forrestall takes a snap. Back to throw. Launches one downfield. Fagan is wide open, and he underthrows him. He was wide open at the 40.
There was nobody.
Oh my goodness.
Fagan at all.
Nary a Husky in sight.
If that thing was anywhere close to him and he holds on to it, well, he might not have been gone, because the Huskies seem to have a lot of speed, but that He's never going to have a guy wider open than that one.
No.
Ever.
Holy cow.
If he were playing one-on-one in his backyard, he wouldn't have been more open.
Tribble and Fagan, again, wide left. Low. Fullback back to throw. It's a delayed handoff to Hill. Hill up the middle. Hit hard across the 40, carries to the 42-yard line. Get some of those yards back. Brings up third and... third and six. At halftime, Coleridge leading Gunnison 19-6. It's a big, it's Coleridge. Their senior is back through that suspension. Forrestall back to throw on third and seven. Third and six by the throws. Incomplete. Intended for Cam Avery. First time he's touched the ball and couldn't quite haul it in. And the Demons have to punt it away again to the dangerous Reeve Sanders. And unfortunately, the Huskies are going to get the ball back because the Demons cannot stop them.
Well, and Forrestall's never really found a groove this game. He's been very accurate in games we've seen.
Good snap. Hill gets it away.
Oh my.
Terrible punt. End over end. It's going to take a backwards bounce. No, it takes a sideways bounce. But still great field position for the Huskies. So they blow it dead at the 39-yard line of Battle Mountain. 18 yards on the punt. Yeesh.
You know, years ago in junior high, because they didn't think that perhaps 7th and 8th grade players could actually punt, the referees would give them the option of marching off 30 yards. That would be advantageous for Glenwood in this game if they could do that rather than punt so far.
Angle under center, T formation. Counter play.
Yep.
It is Guida. Carries close to the 45. I keep hearing the PA guy say Guida and then Guida and then Gouda as in cheese. Take your pick.
Guido.
Roquefort. Gain of 5, second and 5 at the Husky 45. Sanders slot left.
And that puts Guida over 100. And, of course, Sanders is
Sanders
way over
gets
that.
The ball on a sweep to the right side. Look out. He's got blockers. Nice tackle made by Levi Fetterhoff. Sanders picks up the first down at the 50. Justin Barham coming in for Glenwood, replacing Austin Grease.
Sanders has carried 11 times for 158 yards.
Jeez.
Almost 100 of those.
Angle, counterplay. That was a busted play. Ball's fumbled. And I think Battle Mountain recovered. A little confusion there. They did a double fake, and the second guy was supposed to get the ball. Angle says, oops, I better fall on this. Loss of 2, second and 12. 27-0 Battle Mountain leads here on Glenwood's homecoming night. Minute 30 to go in the half. T formation again. Angle. Pitch play. Sweep to the left side. Guida. Guida finds a little running room. Follows his blockers and follows the pile. Carries up to the 46-yard line of Glenwood. Hugo Garcia in on the tackle for the Glenwood Demons. Gain of 4. Third down at 6. Glenwood hoping this clock runs out. They can't stop Battle Mountain's offense. Jake Engel. Pitch play, left side. Guida again. Across the 50. Carries to the 42-yard line of Glenwood. Short of the first down. Fourth and 2. Timeout, Battle Mountain. They're not done. 30 seconds to go in the half. Huskies lead at 27-0. They want more. It's KMTS. back to Stubler Memorial Field. Homecoming, Glenwood Springs High School. The Demons trailing Battle Mountain 27-0. 30 seconds to go in the half. Huskies after a timeout going for it here on 4th and 2. Why not? Demons haven't been able to stop him. Pitch play to Sanders, right side. Sanders has lots of running room. First down, 40, 35, 30 at the right sideline, 25, down to the 20. Squirts across the 17-yard line.
Carbajal was in the backfield, but he just ran right by him. He had a chance to make the play.
Mills made the tackle.
And Battle Mountain calls their last timeout.
21 seconds to go in the half. 27-0 Battle Mountain. They want more. They're getting close. First and 10 at the Demons' 18-yard line. This is KMTS. Battle Mountain burns their final timeout of the half. Drawing something up in the dirt here. David Joyce got his boys on a roll. The Huskies lead the Demons 27-0. 21 seconds left here in the half. It would be a small consolation, a moral victory, if you will, for the Demons if they can keep them out of the end zone.
Well, let's see. Sanders has 122 yards and 7 carries this quarter.
Oh. T formation. Angle. Fakes it. He's being rushed and brought down. No siree. Jesus Salinas says, hola, senor. Have some turf. He was not fooled there. And Engel spikes the ball to stop the clock with 2 seconds left. They fake the handoff. Sanders went back to throw, and Salinas was in his grill immediately. Dropped him for a, looks like about a 12-yard loss.
Yeah, it really kind of surprising. I guess because of the clock, they tried to throw, but if they run, you know, they, it seems like they can do whatever they want.
Angle of the shotgun now. First time we've seen this. Four receiver set. Angle's going to air it out. Being pressured. Guns one downfield, and it is intercepted by Michael Mills at the left sideline. Mills, if he can beat the players to the 40. Mills is going to be brought down to the 50-yard line as time expires. Oh, he was off to the races. He was looking at that goal line, and it's getting a little chippy as some Battle Mountain Husky players throwing some fists.
42-yard return by Mills from about the 8-yard line.
Engel was going for Sanders, and Sanders is getting a butt chewing from Coach David Joyce. His team's up 27-0. Well, that was the third loudest cheer of the night. But that's about all the Glenwood Demon fans have had to cheer about. It is halftime, and it is not pretty. Battle Mountain leading the Glenwood Demons 27-0 here at half. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Stubler Memorial Field. Halftime, the Glenwood Demons on homecoming night. Trailing the Battle Mountain Huskies 27-0. Yeah, let's see. First quarter, Battle Mountain, the 5:02 mark. Reeves Sanders, 51-yard touchdown run on their second possession. The Shardy's PAT was good, 7-0. Battle Mountain recovered a fumble by Henry Hill on a direct snap play of the Wildcat. And it was when stalled it, thwarted a Glenwood drive that got down to the 21-yard line. Battle Mountain recovered. First play from scrimmage. The 2:09 mark. Zach Guida, 79-yard touchdown run. And Battle Mountain, 95% of the time running out of that T formation. They're just mixing it up with counters, sweeps. PAT was good by Lashardi. 14-0 Battle Mountain. Second quarter. Glenwood getting the ball back. Number of times with stalling, having to punt the ball away or turning it over. 9:42 mark in the second quarter. Zach Guida again, a 9-yard touchdown run. Lashardi's PAT was good, 21-0. And about 5.5 minutes later, Reeve Sanders strikes again, 19-yard touchdown run. PAT was blocked by Levi Fetterhoff, 27-0, and that's where we stand. Reeve Sanders, or Sanders was the intended receiver on a last-second play for Battle Mountain. His time expired to end the half, and picked off by Michael Mills. Mills was smelling the end zone, but he was tackled at the 50-yard line. This is picked off around the 5. There's a little bit of excitement for the Demons fans, but it hasn't been much other than that. 27-0 Battle Mountain is our score, and the Huskies a much different team, playing with confidence and a little bit of swagger, something they haven't had for many, many years.
Well, they are able to do just about anything except for pass. They haven't been too effective there. Engel is just 2 of 7 with that interception for 10 yards, but they haven't needed to because they've rushed for over 300 yards on 30 carries.
Good heavens.
Yeah. So they're looking at a 500, 600-yard night unless we get a running clock or they pull off the Huskies, pull off the Dogs, is that what it would be called. Glenwood, meanwhile, they have not tried to pass the ball, really. I mean, Forrestall has attempted 5 passes. He's only completed 1. I mentioned he's had 20-some passes completed by halftime, or at least attempted by halftime in several of the games we've covered. But tonight, just 1 of 5 for 20 yards. And the rushing game, Henry Hill's carried 14 times for 32 yards. He's put the ball on the ground 3 times and recovered it once, and lost it once, rather. Then it's rushed 16 times for 35 yards. So the turnovers are even, but that's about the only thing that's even here at halftime.
Justin Barham on the homecoming court is for the sophomore class with the cheerleader on his arm. Yeah, halftime for homecoming. It's always 20 minutes or more. It was 27-0 here.
At least they're not driving around the track in slow golf carts. That's a Rifle High School special.
Yeah. Well, they disappear behind the press box because the track goes along Coach Miller Drive. Andy Carbajal. Looks like coming up. Or is that Jake Bear? It's Jake Bear.
Hard to tell. They've got sashes across their numbers. They should be bandoleros. They'd need bullets to stop Battle Mountain.
It
the way
is
this
Jake Bear
going.
And Michael Mills on the court. And then looks like Brian Ochoa will be coming up last. Well, what do you tell your team at halftime? Rocky, really not one to give you a butt chewing unless, you know, you really got it coming with your stupid mistakes, but he knows he's got a young team. He's got to be patient with him, but sometimes that patience runs thin. The boys aren't giving much of an effort, and the tackling has been just horrendous. Unable to fight off blocks.
Well, and they just haven't had the speed to catch up to Battle Mountain's couple of backs that are very quick.
Well, you got to credit their linemen, too. I mean, Brian Ochoa, the homecoming king, and Mackenzie Hill, the homecoming queen. So congratulations. They get crowned, and they need to head back in the locker room and figure out how they're going to stop the Battle Mountain Huskies. It's halftime, 27-0 Battle Mountain. This is KMTS. Well, as you can hear in the background, it's homecoming and halftime here at the Steubler Memorial Field. 7:47 and ticking here as halftime winding down. The percussion ensemble out to perform for the crowd. 27-0 Battle Mountain with the lead there at halftime. Reeve Sanders and Zach Guida doing the damage for the Huskies. Well, against Rifle last week, Rifle got away, got out of there with a 22-21 win. was a pretty balanced attack for the Bears. Over 200 yards on the ground, close to 100 yards through the air for the Bears. Adam Rice, 7 of 14. Kept the Huskies' defense off balance. Now Ryan Moeller to run for over 100 yards. Brandon Kittle at 57. And the Bears taking on Eagle Valley tonight for their homecoming game. Last we heard, Coleridge leading Gunnison 19-6. That was at half.
Well, when we saw Rifle against Olathe, it was an interesting game. Neither team able to move the ball, lots of turnovers. So maybe we didn't see Rifle at their best. They obviously were last week, judging by how talented this Battle Mountain team seems to be. Interesting choreography going on by the percussion ensemble there. All the drummers are carrying around blocks, kind of a dance of the, what? One of those Christmas things.
One young man lost his pink block. He had his block knocked off.
The Sugar Plum Fairies. Very creative.
Yes.
The June Taylor dancers would be envious.
The June Taylor. Oh, my goodness, from Jackie Gleason.
It's about the last time I watched something like that.
Well, Glenwood takes on Moffitt County next week in Craig. Oh, yippee. We get to get homered there.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Palisade taking on Moffitt County tomorrow at Stoker Stadium. Moffitt County got their first win at home against Delta, 22-14. And Glenwood just played such a good game last week against Palisade, the number one ranked team in the state.
Well, remember, they went down 28-6.
Six, yeah.
So they were down by 21 just like they were in this game, but instead of coming back and doing something offensively, you know, they just haven't been able to do a thing.
And supposedly the weakness for Battle Mountain their secondary, so imagine they're going to come out throwing the ball because they have not been able to run it.
See, against Palisade last week, Forrestall was 9 of 16 for 77 yards at the half. Tonight, he's 1 of 5 for 20 yards. So they just haven't tried to run throw the ball. And, you know, Hill had an ineffective first quarter against Palisade, 10 carries for 11 yards. And then once Forrestall started to complete a few passes, that opened things up. And that's pretty much the way they've got to go, I'm afraid. I guess we'll just have to listen to the percussion group here. Or the cheers for them, anyway.
Glenwood in danger of going to 0-2 in the league and 1-4 overall. Looking at the schedule, after Moffitt County next week in Craig, then they come home to host Steamboat. And
not the game that it has been in years past.
No, it used to be the marquee game.
This will be the bottom feeders, it appears. Somebody going for their first league win, possibly.
Far cry from when it was, you know, the Austin Hinder versus Dakota Stonehouse days. So Steamboat coming to town on the 14th. And then Glenwood travels to Gypsum to take on Eagle Valley. Then they'll host Delta, and then Glenwood finishes up the regular season against the Bears in Rifle. 27-0 is our score here at halftime. Take another timeout. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Halftime winding down. 27-0 Battle Mountain with the lead over the Glenwood Demons here on homecoming night. Again, other games going on around the Western Slope. Roaring Fork playing, Eagle Valley at Rifle. Rifle's homecoming. Roaring Fork at Basalt. Should be a good game. Rams coming off their first win of the season. A big one over Coleridge last week. Speaking of Coleridge, the Titans now back at full strength after that two-week suspension for some of their key players. Coleridge leading Gunnison at home at halftime, 19-6. And the Aspen Skiers playing Grand Valley at home.
They're up 6-0.
Who's Aspen?
Yes.
Okay.
And Rifle is leading Eagle Valley 34-0. Coleridge up 13-0 on Gunnison.
I got 19-6 from Mama Cotton.
Okay, so that's obviously a better update than we're getting from Colorado Preps at this time.
Covered the soccer game last night here at Stubler.
Covered it with what?
Oh. I wanted to cover it with a net because there were so many moths around.
Oh.
But kind of a muggy fall evening last night. Demons and the Huskies, tough game. Mike McGraw, who's just a stud. He's going to be a great player for Corey Hitchcock on the boys' basketball team. He's a heck of a soccer player. He got the only goal for the Glenwood Demons in the first half. Battle Mountain came back, tied it up just before the end of the first half, and then won it on a wild goal down here at the north end. Kick went, bounced off the crossbar off the top of the goal. Ricocheted to a Battle Mountain player, and he put it in. So 2-1 the final, Battle Mountain. It was a busy night in the soccer. Basalt over Roaring Fork 3-2. Coleridge beat Aspen 5-1. Rifle over Grand Valley 4-1. Softball, Rifle Mercy Rule Grand Valley 13-3. There were whispers as I was coming into Stubler last night. People going, it's not Friday, is it? What's Milhorn doing here? Covering a soccer game. You were whispering like, Ron's here? Wow. But it was quite fun. Well, we heard Tampa Bay talking about, we switched to pro sports. Tampa Bay Rays put a 22-year-old pitcher up there, and they beat the Texas Rangers in Arlington 9-0.
Yeah, that was only his, I think, second start of the season.
Boy.
He started and did well against the Yankees. Matt Moore, I believe his name is, a left-hander who can reach 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
Was pitching in Double A earlier this year, and he took the vaunted Texas offense that was supposedly unstoppable, especially at home, and held him to 2 hits for about 8 innings. I don't know, people who pick teams that score a lot, when you get to the playoffs, it always seems to come down to pitching.
Yeah.
Why the Giants won the pennant or the the championship last year is pitching.
Rockies, meanwhile, finished the season at 73-89 after getting off to a strong start. And they signed Carlos Gonzalez, Troy Tulowitzki to big contracts. Thought it was going to be a good year, and they really went to hit the skids late in the season. And
the Rockies always seem to depend on, you know, being able to put together a run, kind of like the one that got them to the World Series. They seem to have these big lulls where they just can't do anything right, and then they get hot.
Yeah.
And it never happened this year.
Dodgers, meanwhile, kind of turned it on at the end there, finished above 500.
From July 5th on, they were about 17 or 18 games over 500. So, yeah, it was a good second half of the season for them, but they were so far out of it by that time.
Sore subject with the gentleman sitting next to you, Jeff Kasperson, Mr. Giants fan.
Oh, well, he's got the world championship in his pocket. Dodgers haven't had one of those in many years.
88.
And Kirk Gibson managing the
Diamondbacks. Could make some noise. Here we go with the second half. The Demons will get the ball to start. Second half of play.
Okay, now, didn't Battle Mountain kick off? No, I guess not. Glenwood did. That's right.
Lashardy to kick it away. Mills and Hill deep to receive. Here we go. Short kick. Hill will take it at the 18. Bobbles it, picks it up, and falls on it at the 22.
Boy.
Yikes.
Henry Hill just, he must have just, like, been Criscoing up his mom's pan, you know, this afternoon.
Well, making brownies for homecoming.
Yeah. Just his hands are just not there tonight.
And he had lots of running room in front of him, but wisely fell on the ball. So Demons will get it first and 10 to start the second half.
Now let's see
on their own 23.
If they come out throwing here, trying to do something a little different.
Well, it's Travis Lundin in a quarterback.
Oh, well, if they're going to throw, it's going to be him.
And he's going to throw, rolling to his right, fires a strike across the 30-yard line to Cam Avery. Great throw by Travis Lundin, sophomore QB. We saw him last year, of course, as a freshman, thrust into duty when Luke Jacob was out with a concussion against Montrose in Montrose and did a heck of a job.
Yeah, 9 of 12 for 100 yards. But I don't think you can fault Forrestall. He really didn't have an opportunity to do anything.
Get him 7, second and 3. Hand off to Hill. Cuts it up. Puts his shoulders down. He has the first down. All right. Good start for the Demons. First down, Glenwood. Demons need to just get serious here, and the line has got to do a better job sustaining their blocks. Tribble, wide right, Fagan wide left. Lundin hands off to Hill, cuts it up the right side, look out. He puts a lot, a little move, stumbles across the 45 to the 50-yard line. Henry Hill put out a great little juke. Got the defender to this. Commits, and Hill got some extra yards, got right to the 50-yard line. If Hill hadn't stumbled, I think he'd had more yards. So good start for the Demons here in the second half. 27-0 Battle Mountain, but the Demons looking like they're got a little life here. Mills is slot left. Lundin and a QB. Takes a snap. Hands it out. No, it's back to throw. And screen pass,
Hill, but he's covered.
Hill is brought down for a loss. And that was Jordan Harrison. Big nose tackle for the Huskies. Loss of a yard, second and 11.
Battle Mountain never really bit on that. The linemen just stayed right at the line of scrimmage instead of coming in on the quarterback like you try to get him to do on a screen.
Mills slot right, two receivers right, one left. Lundin takes a snap, back, fakes the handoff, back to throw, has time, fires a strike, and it's in and out of the hands of Austin Tribble. Defending on the play was number 57, and he is unidentified. Third and 10 for Demons. Lundin fakes the handoff, back to throw, pump fake right, he's going to run it, and he's not getting far. He's tackled, a flag is thrown in the defensive backfield. Tackle made by Riley Babcock, the captains.
Might have defensive holding, which would be a first down. Officials are talking to each other.
Lundin talking to Coach Whitworth, getting a play. I think he knows it's against Battle Mountain. It is.
Defensive holding.
Which David Joyce, which is not happy.
Just a 10-yard penalty, but it should be enough for the first.
No. It's going to bring up fourth.
Oh, right. Fourth and one.
Yeah.
Well, it should be third. It shouldn't. The down shouldn't change. Should be third and one.
Okay, except now, yeah, there's third and five, actually.
Okay, so that's only a five-yard penalty, I guess.
Off the 45 of Battle Mountain. And they start the clock. Lundin sends Keith Winkler wide right. Off the right hash mark. Glenwood going right to left. 27-0 Huskies. Lundin takes a snap. Throws a little hitch pass to Tribble. Tribble looking for some running room, and he's got some room. He breaks the tackle and can't get out of the hands of number 33, John Morella. And Morella saved the first down.
Well, Austin certainly ran more than 10 yards, but it was sideways.
Yeah.
Caught the hitch pass on the left sideline toward the Glenwood bench and was tackled near the Battle Mountain bench.
Demons trailing 27-0, going for it here on fourth down and four. Make it fourth and three.
Let's see if they go to Hill here.
About the 44-yard line of the Huskies.
Yep.
Garrett Lowe's in. I'm guessing unless he goes in motion, it's a running play. To
Lundeen hands it off to Hill. Hill has the first down across the 40. Good job following his blockers.
Well, three first downs on this drive for Glenwood.
To the
nice to see some positives after such a rough first half.
39-yard line of the Huskies. First and 10 Demons. 9:14 to go third quarter. 27-0 Battle Mountain. Low in motion. Lundeen. Pitch play to Hill. Hill left side.
Oh, boy.
Oh my goodness. No blocking at all. I mean, Libertini and Jeffrey Fuller just fighting off their blockers like they weren't even there. Just brushed them aside and came up and drilled Henry Hill.
For some reason, you know, with the speed he has, you can understand why Glenwood would call some pitch plays, but he's never able to get outside because there's so much penetration.
No gain, second and 10. Avery is slot, going to make it tight left. Fagan and Tribble wide right. Low in motion.
So running right.
Lundeen fakes the handoff, back to throw, has time, finds a man open. It is in and out of the hands of Garrett Lowe. Getting a little curl from the backfield and couldn't haul it in. Third and 10. That was a good pass by Lundeen. That's a tough throw. Throwing to his outside shoulder.
Lundeen is 3 for 5, so he's already attempted more passes on this drive than Forrestal did in the entire first half, or as many.
Third and 10, Demons. Two receivers right. Winkler and Tribble. Lundeen takes the snap. Back to throw after the fake to Hill. Fires. Intercepted. Number 57. Don't know who he is. He's got the ball and he carries up to the midfield. Pass intended for Tribble. Picked off. A linebacker for the Battle Mountain Huskies. At the 50-yard line. 27-0 Battle Mountain, 8:12 to go. Third quarter. Engel pitches to Sanders. Sanders brought down. Nice tackle made by Miller.
Actually, it looked like...
It was Dan Miller.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 44.
Okay, I thought it was 47, but there is no 47.
Gain of 1 second and 9. Miller, good job of knifing through there and getting under his blocker. Wrap up Sanders. Same formation. Right in the middle of the field. T formation. Sanders in motion. Hand off die play to Ollie. And Blaze Ollie brought down for a loss. Andy Carbajal. Michael Mills in there. No gain. Third and 10. Or third and 9, rather. Most in trouble coming in for Carbajal. For Glenwood.
Let's go, D!
Demons open the second half with a great drive and turn it over, interception. Now the defense trying to step up here and stop the Battle Mountain Huskies. Potent offense. Engel, sweet play to Guida. Guida finds a little room. He's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line of the Demons, and Huskies will probably punt it away with a 27-0 lead.
Well, they better watch who's back there, because if it's Sanders again...
And
he went 45 yards the last time.
It is. Mills drifting back to receive it,
so
presumably.
Watching him this time.
Fourth and 5. Sanders takes the snap, punts it away. Good punt. Mills takes it. Across the 10, the 20, 25, down to the 27. Look at the 28-yard line. Michael Mills is a terrific athlete. I just so admired his play. on the homecoming court. By the way, the homecoming king, Brian Ochoa. And I forgot to write down the queen's name.
Mackenzie Hill was her name.
Thank you.
One thing I've noticed over the years, remember the royalty used to dress up, particularly the ladies. They would all wear these fancy gowns and stuff. No more.
Jeans, sandals.
Yep. Yep. Sweatshirts.
27-0. Demons trail the Battle Mountain Huskies. 6-6 team left here in the third quarter. Lundeen still in a quarterback. Throws a little swing pass to Hill in the backfield. And Hill ran right into the teeth of the defense.
Still
good game,
up.
Though.
Yeah, about five.
Boy, I don't have a number 26 for Battle Mountain. Gee, my Christmas. Jeffrey Fuller in the tackle there. Gain of 5, second and 5, the Demons.
26 is Eric Weiss. Battle Mountain.
Lundeen back to throw. Looking downfield, he's got a man open. Grant Fagan caught it at the 40, 35 down to the 31. Grant Fagan, a beautiful throw by Travis Lundeen to Grant Fagan. That was a gorgeous pass.
Dropped it right over his outside shoulder, and Grant hung on and gained a few more yards. He caught it absolutely in stride, but there was a Battle Mountain defender right there with him.
That was a gorgeous pass by Travis Lundeen. And Grant Fagan, as you said, got him in stride.
Lundeen, just a sophomore. He might be earning himself a start next week, even though, as we said, Forrestall didn't do anything to lose
Lundeen,
the job.
Hands off to Hill, cuts it up, left side. Hill across the 25 to the 24. They're going to mark it at the 25.
That was a 35-yard pass and almost all of it in the air.
And he was kind of rolling a little to his left and then threw it diagonally. Just a beautiful throw. Gain of 6 there for Hill. Second down and 4 at the 25 of the Huskies. 27-0 Battle Mountain. He was looking for some points here. Lundeen
trips to the right.
Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it. Look at Lundeen go, and he's brought down from behind, but he picks up a first down to the Husky 20-yard line.
And that's the one aspect of this offense that Forrestall has not been able to do, and that's run the football occasionally.
That was the big threat last year with Luke Jacob and Drew Halsh, that great tandem. Jacob took a lot of punishment, but he had averaged over 100 yards last year every game. He was leading ball carrier last year when Glenn would be Battle Mountain and Edwards. This has been a fast-moving third quarter. Demons trying to get on the board here. They trail 27-0 at the 21-yard line of the Huskies. First and 10. Lundeen fakes the hand. No, hands off to Hill. Up the middle. And Hill gobbled up there by Lashardy.
Glenwood playing with a lot more energy. They put together 3 first downs before the interception at about the 8-minute mark of this quarter, and then stopped Battle Mountain on 3 and out.
Gain of 1, second and 9. Cam Avery is tight right.
And put together 2 more first downs on this drive.
Lundeen back to throw. Here comes the pressure. Lundeen escapes the pressure. Escapes another man. Lundeen steps up, throws. Boy, look at Travis Lundeen improvising.
Was it caught? I can't.
It was.
I guess it was.
It was caught. Boy, Travis Lundeen.
Was it Garrett Lowe?
No, it was not caught. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought, incomplete. Yeah. 39. All right. I thought they were moving the ball up.
What? I mean, here comes the safety blitz. Travis sees it coming. Escapes that guy, gets out of the clutches of another, got the ball off.
He actually could have run for some yardage.
Lundeen back there, comes the pressure again.
Another one.
And he's tackled from behind by Libertini. Bruce Libertini, first team all conference last year. Wasn't going to let him get away that time. And timeout called, Glenwood. 3:36 to go, third quarter. It's going to be a fourth and about 19 for the Demons when we come back. 27-0 Battle Mountain. This is KMTS.
Demons! Demons! Demons!
27-0 our score. Battle Mountain leading Glenwood on Demons homecoming night. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Glenwood, nothing to lose here. They got a fourth down and call it 17. Going for it here. And Travis Lundeen has provided a nice little spark for the Demons. Low in there to maybe pick up that blitz. Fake the handoff. Lundeen back to throw. Looking downfield. He's got a man open. It is caught by Henry Hill. A diving catch for the first down. Oh, my goodness.
That ball was overthrown. Hill had turned around facing Lundeen, and then he leaped backwards with both hands and pulled that thing in. What a catch.
Henry Hill was about 3 yards beyond the coverage.
He must have got the Crisco off his hands.
My goodness gracious.
Now there's a highlight.
No kidding.
All
first and goal.
Five.
First and goal for the Demons.
Gain of about 24.
On a fourth and 17. Low in motion. Lundeen takes a snap. Low snap. Hands off to Hill. Hill is tripped up as he rolls to about the 7 yard line.
Seven. Wasn't he on the three?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I'm looking at the wrong place.
Second and goal.
Okay.
From the seven.
Okay.
27-0 Battle Mountain.
So that was a 20-yard gain there.
Lundeen takes a snap. Hands off the Hill. Right side. Hill's got some room. He's in the end zone. Is it a touchdown? No signal yet. No, they're going to mark it inside the one. The nose of the ball is right at the goal line. You know what I like about, and I'm not, no knock on Mr. John Forrestall. Lundeen comes in there, and when he calls for that snap, he's like very decisive. His palms are up, and he's ready to take that ball. Tight formation. Lundeen under center. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. The Demons on the board. The sophomore, Travis Lundeen, providing a spark for his team on homecoming night. And in the excitement, Glenwood, they're missing a player on the extra point team. Well, it's understandable. Cole Adams rushing in there. And Pretorius, the extra point kick is up, and it's blocked. Well, hey, they're on the board, and an exciting drive. With 2:03 to go in the third quarter, it is now Battle Mountain 27, Glenwood 6. This is KMTS. .203 to go third quarter here at Steelman Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons finally on the board. 27-6, Battle Mountain with the lead, and the Demons nice up to cheer about a quarterback keeper from the 1 yard line by Travis Lundeen. Came in the second half in relief of John Forrestall. Looks like the Demons are going to go for an onside kick here. Different formation. Yep. But the big play on that drive was a fourth and 17 after a sack of Lundeen. Was back to throw it. Henry Hill Halls went in. It was thrown over his head. He dives backwards and caught it about the 8 yard line. Just a marvelous catch. Carvajal, the onside kick. There it is.
It's a good one.
It is up, and it is good.
Still loose, but it goes out
of bounds.
Well, that was a great onside kick.
Excellent.
Because it hopped up high. It went right through the Battle Mountain front line. And then it took a big high hop if one of the Glenwood players had been able to get down there to just haul it in. But it went out of bounds. So that will be 15 yards from the spot, I think. Unless it was touched. If it was touched, then it looks like it must have been, because Battle Mountain's just getting the ball right where it went out of bounds at about the 41.
Homecoming King, Brian Ochoa, hustling in there. Yeah, it's going to be at the spot.
Well, certainly a lot more excitement for Glenwood fans here in the second half. A lot of energy, a couple of pretty long drives.
T formation, Battle Mountain. Same thing they've been showing all night. Demons stack the line. Sanders with the handoff. Picking his way through the holes, and boy, just Sanders is so shifty. Follows his lineman, picks up 7 yards.
Well, he had 182 at half. He's got 8 now, so he's reached the 200 mark.
Second down and 3. Fetterhoff comes off. Glenwood. Angle, pitch play to Guida. Guida bobbled that pitch and barely got back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, third down and 3. Ball at the 48 of Battle Mountain. Now, Lowe comes out for the Demons. Tribble in. Carvajal out. Third and 3. Demons bring 7 to the line. Angle, pitch play to Sanders. Here coming up to make the tackle is Cam Avery. No siree. Avery saw Mr. Sanders bringing the ball, and he is going to be short by a yard right at the 50. They need to get to the 49.
Well,
great tackle by Cam Avery.
See if Battle Mountain is going to try and pour it on here. I mean, they should punt. I know it's 4th and 1 and they're at the 50, but they're up.
And Demons fans, Demon players saying, get on your feet and make some noise. Cam Avery doing some jumping jacks.
And they are going for it.
Oh, this would be huge if Glenwood defense can stop him. Timeout.
By Glenwood.
Battle Mountain.
No, Battle Mountain. Okay.
Battle Mountain burns their first timeout. 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. 27-6 Huskies lead. This is KMTS. Back to Steuben Memorial Field. 27-6, Battle Mountain leading Glenwood, 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fourth down and 1, Demons looking to get a stop here and get the ball back.
Well, a lot of excitement here in the third quarter, even on defense here. As we say, face a 4th and 1. Battle Mountain held to just 13 yards this quarter.
Here we go. Simmental. Ochoa telling the crowd, get into it. 4th and 1 yard. Engel. Hands off at the middle of Libertini. He's got the first down. Dan Miller pounding the ground. He says, I had him. I had him stopped, and he slipped away.
Yeah, he just turned his back and kept his feet going and backpedaled for about 2 yards.
3 seconds left here in the third. Well, that would have been a momentum changer big time.
And that's the first down of the half for Battle Mountain as the quarter comes to an end.
So the Demons shut out the Battle Mountain Huskies in the third quarter. They still trail 27-6 as we go to the fourth. Here on homecoming night, this is KMTS. Now we're back to Steubler Memorial Field. We start the fourth quarter. There was a pitch play and a run up the middle to Zach Guida. 2 touchdowns on the night. 27-6, Battle Mountain with the lead here on homecoming night for Glenwood. Demons clearly outplayed Battle Mountain that third quarter, outscoring them 6-0. No gain there on that play. 2nd and 10 for the Huskies at the battle, the Glenwood 47-yard line.
Henry Hill, 8 carries for 37 yards. Much more effective in that
angle. Pitch play to Sanders. Had to run around a blocker who got pushed in the backfield. He had to kind of bubble it out, and when he got back to the line of scrimmage, he was able to get just 1 yard. Good job by the Glenwood defense. Good surge up front. Salinas, Simmental, causing some problems there up front in the defensive line. Third down and 9 for the Huskies. Engel sends man in motion. Handoff. Ooh, Blake plays Ollie. Almost got away. A quick dive play to Ollie. Got across the 45 to the 44 of Glenwood. And Battle Mountain will punt it away. 27-6 Huskies lead. Sanders back to punt. Mills deep to receive right around his own 10. High snap. Sanders gets it away. No pressure. Good punt. Kind of a knuckleball. Bounces at the 5. Rolls sideways. Mills picks it up. He runs it. Mills up the left sideline. 20. Down to the 24-yard line. Michael Mills. There were white jerseys all around him when he picked that ball up. And he said, I'm out of here. I've got to get out of the hole. Picked it up around the 4. Michael Mills is fearless. Guts and determination.
Who was number 8? Used to play nose guard for Glenwood during their...
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of him. Played baseball, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Had an interception in the state championship game. I'll think of it in a minute. Travis Lundy, the sophomore, in at quarterback, takes the snap, turns... Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws on the run, caught by Cam Avery, 30, 35, spins and gets to the 40-yard line. There's a late hit. That is a late hit. Joe Lutke is livid. Are you serious? Cam Avery was down at the 40, and another guy, a defender, came in and speared him. You've got, that's a personal foul, 15 yards. Come on, ref, pull the stinking hanky out of your pocket. That was terrible. Joe Lutke had a reason to be mad. 40-yard line. Good gain. Lundeen. Shovel pass to Hill. Hill across the 45 to the 47-yard line.
You know, you remarked about how things just seem to be quicker since Lundeen's been there at quarterback. And I think that's, again, the case. The snap count seems to be called quicker. The players
notice
are
when
getting off the ball.
He's
quicker.
Asking for the ball. It's just real crisp. I don't know if it's excitement or confidence, but he's just provided a spark. John Forsall's been terrific, but Coach Rocky Whitworth decided it was time to make a change. Go to the bullpen. 27-6 Battle Mountain, 9:18 to go in the game. There's a gain of 7 there on that shovel pass to Hill. Second and 3 at the 47 of the Glenwood Demons. Two receivers left, 2 to the right. Lundeen takes a snap. Pump fake, throws, incomplete. Just under through Austin Tribble. Had to come back for it and couldn't quite trap it. Brings up 3rd and 3. Winkler comes in for the play. With the play for Glenwood. Official timeout. Third down and 3. Lundeen with the 4 receiver set. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Straight back. Has time. Looking right. Fakes. He's going to run it. Lundeen is hit and drilled. Short of the first down. Keenan Bowman in there to make the tackle.
Well, he didn't look like he had much room to run, but he had a big head of steam coming up, but he went right down. Whoever it was that came up and made the stick just
Bowman
flattened him.
Junior
stopped
linebacker.
His momentum. Gained about 2, so it's 4th and a long 1.
Garrett Lowe comes in with a play.
You know, he had Henry Hill open in the flat. where he was rolling right before he decided to take off. But elected to go the other way.
27-6 Battle Mountain, 8:38 to go. 8:48, excuse me. They reset the clock. 8:48 to go in the game. Here we go. Fourth down and a yard for the Demons. Lundeen, snap, hand off to Hill. Hill eludes one man and squirms across midfield for the first down to the Battle Mountain 46-yard line.
Well, good for Henry Hill. I mean, he had a first half to forget with a couple of fumbles, three fumbles, one lost, and then he opens up the second half by bobbling the kickoff.
And has that
having
sensational
on
catch on a 4th and 17.
Well, I mean, he's just come back and run hard and fearless, not worried about fumbling the ball.
1st and 10, Demons. And Dean sends Tribble in motion. Hands off to Tribble, right side. Trying to outrun the defense. Doesn't get far. Ball stripped, but it's knocked out of bounds. Didn't really have a good grip on that ball. It's lucky he ran to the short side and was knocked out the Glenwood sideline. Gain of 3, though. 2nd and 7. Well, at the Battle Mountain 43. 27-6 Huskies. Lundeen takes the snap, fakes the handoff, back to throw, has time, going up the right side, left sideline, and intended for Cam Avery, a diving attempt, and a flag is thrown, late flag,
might be
Lashardi for a personal foul. It is a personal foul. Battle Mountain getting a little chippy. They're not used to winning. You got to win with class. And lose with grace. Now's the time to get your home ready for the holidays with custom drapery, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered as you covered, and the Glenwood Demons covered. Ask about their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered, 945-4010, 945-4010. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come into Sober's Lighting for great savings or supports the Glenwood Demons. 8:16 to go in the game. Demons trailing Battle Mountain 27-6. Travis Lundeen.
And a big 15-yarder takes the ball inside the 30.
At the 27. Hill to the right of Lundeen. Takes the snap, back to throw. Steps up, fires complete. It is Cam Avery. No, it is Austin Tribble. Tribble battling his way forward, fighting for extra yards. Hanging on to that ball, he carries up to the 12-yard line of the Battle Mountain Huskies.
Tribble sitting down underneath the coverage and then made a good move to get loose. Heading towards the goalposts, Avery ran the deep route and took a man with him. It was a nice pattern and a great throw. Right on the money and in time to let Tribble do something with it.
Travis Lundeen, who is growing up before our eyes here. 1st and 10 Demons at the Husky 12. Takes the snap, hand off to Hill, right side. Gets a couple blockers. Spins and brought down at the 10, down to the 9-yard line. That'll bring up 2nd down. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market. For a sunny tummy, call Sunshine Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. Well, the 9-yard line of the Huskies. 27-6 Battle Mountain. 2nd and 7. Lundeen throws. Hitch pass. Dropped by Tribble. Seven and 8 to go in the game. Michael Mills is going to bring the play in. Lowe comes out. Stay tuned for the Colorado Preps scoreboard show for scores from around the state of Colorado, including big games on the Western Slope. 3rd down and 7.
You know, you asked that. We'll come back to it after this play.
Lundeen back to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught. Touchdown, Glenwood. Yes, sirree. Michael Mills with the catch.
You asked me, what do you say to your team at halftime? when you're down 26 to nothing or whatever the score was.
A beautiful pass by Travis Lundeen to Michael Mills for the touchdown.
And I didn't get a chance to answer, but I would say, well, you try to win the third quarter. The Demons did that, 6-0. And then you try to win the second half. And sometimes it gives you an opportunity to win the game.
Demons going to go for two as the point PAT was blocked last time. Lundeen takes the snap, back to throw, rolls to his right, fires, caught, low, 2 points, you betcha! It was a library around here in the first half. It's mayhem here in the second half. Demons making a game of it, 27-14, 7:03 to go in the game. Kickoff after this on KMTS. We're seeing the emergence of a quarterback for the Glenwood Demons. At least in the second half, Travis Lundeen has provided a spark for this team. And the fans here on homecoming night are going crazy. It's 27-14 Battle Mountain. They scored all those points in the first half. It's been all Demons here in the second half. A 7-yard TD pass to Michael Mills and a 2-point conversion to Garrett Lowe, make it 27-14. Here comes the kick. And it's going to be an onside kick from Carball. He had a great one last time. The Demons couldn't recover, though. He had great action on the ball, and Demons aren't sure who's on the...
Kick the ball! Kick the ball!
And too much time. Too much time. A flag is thrown. It was a mix-up. They had 12 guys out there on the kickoff team. The delay of game against Glenwood's going to come back 5 yards to the 35.
Well, that won't matter as far as a onside, other than if they don't recover it, Battle Mountain gets a little better field position. This is really an important possession for Glenwood. If they can get the recovery, there's 7 minutes to go in this ball game. If they don't, Battle Mountain answers, then the game's pretty much over.
There's the kick. Great kick. Right. All right into the hands of number 57, a linebacker for Battle Mountain. He spun around and brought down. Went right into the arms of the mysterious player, number 57. He's played a big role tonight.
For a mystery man.
Yeah. So Huskies will have the ball at the... Glenwood 38-yard line. Quiets the crowd down here on the home side.
Well, that really hurts. I mean,
27-14.
They had to go for the onside kick, no question. And Carbajal did such a good job the last time. This one was a pop-up right to the linebacker.
Engel. Counterplay. It's Guida, and Guida stood up and driven to the turf after a gain of one. The Demons really did a great second half on defense.
Yeah, it's amazing. They held Battle Mountain to 10, 11, 13 yards in the third quarter. Of course, the offense did most of that because they gained, they made six first downs on two long drives.
Second and eight, so he got two that last carry. Same formation, no receivers in the formation. Engel sends Sanders in motion. Dive play up the middle to Ollie. Gains a couple yards. Third down. It got across the 35 to the 33-yard line. Bring up third down and four. Make it third and five.
I keep thinking Ollie. Oxenfree.
Or
I don't know why.
Sorry, Ollie. Stan and Ollie. .549 to go. Demons fans on their feet cheering on the defense here. Need a stop here at third and five. 27-14 Huskies.
Well, this is the part of the field where Battle Mountain will go for it on fourth down, I'm certain. So they're going to have to stop them on two plays.
Sanders.
Still the excitement.
Demons have eight in the box.
Was missing in the first half.
Pitch play to Sanders. Sanders breaks tackles. Has a first down tomorrow. He's going for a touchdown. And Sanders holding the ball up high, flips it to the referee.
34 yards.
That Boy, that takes the air out of the sails for the Glenwood Demons. The fans suddenly got quiet.
Well, that's the way you answer, but, you know, that was the risk they took in the onside kick, especially after the five-yard penalty pushed them even further back.
I mean, with eight up in the box, you'd think they'd be able to stuff the line of scrimmage, but Sanders pretty shifty and fast. Once he gets in the open, it's all over. Shardy high snap placement, kick is up and it is no good. No, he got it. Wow, that looked wide right. 34-14, Huskies now have the lead. That's their first score of the second half, but it gives them a 20-point lead with 5:19 to go in the game. This is KMTS. Back to Stuebler Memorial Field. 5:19 to go in the ball game. 34-14, Battle Mountain. Huskies' first score of the second half. A 34-yard touchdown run by Reeves Sanders on a 3rd and 5. PAT was good. And that stopped the momentum that was all in Glenwood's favor after Travis Lundeen electrified this crowd in the offense with some great drives. Here's the kick from Sanders. High, short kick. It'll be taken by Mills at the 16, 20, 25, 30 at the right sideline. And forced out of bounds by Blaze Ollie.
You know, going back to the previous possession where Glenwood went 11 plays, 76 yards for their touchdown, Mills was the one that got it started, fielding a tough kick inside his five and taking it out about 20 yards to get Glenwood out of a hole. And then, of course, four first downs on the drive.
Travis Lundeen in at quarterback. 5:13 left of the game. Hill to the left of Lundeen. Two receivers left. Lundeen takes the snap. Back to throw. Steps up. Fires. Caught by Mills. Slips and falls at the 39.
Ball was underthrown and Mills had to come back to get it. He still managed to get some positive yardage out of it.
It's a dangerous throw out there in the flats. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6.
In the first half, just one complete pass. And Lundeen was 6 of 10 for 68 in the third quarter, and he's completed 5 this quarter.
Take the handoff to Hill. Back throws Lundeen. Being pressured. Running around. Gets a block from Hill. Lundeen still looking, still looking. And he's finally brought down for a loss.
Back to the
original line of scrimmage of the 35.
Yeah, you know, that's the play where a pro quarterback would have just thrown it out of bounds, but he would have been called for grounding if he did that. And he really, you know, his receivers didn't come back to him.
Well, clearly he has better feet and a little quicker than John Forrestall. 3rd and 10. Fagan is wide left. Avery and Tribble wide right. There should be a flag. It was offsides, Battle Mountain. Hand off to Hill. Hill is drilled. He picks up the first down, though.
Did he get forward progress?
Henry Hill, yeah.
And there is a flag, I think. No, I guess not.
You're seeing the ugly yellow cleats.
I am. That's exactly what I saw. I looked beyond somebody, and John Morella for Battle Mountain has these bananas on his feet.
Yeah, those are hideous. Looks they like he's going to be short by it. They're going to measure. It's close enough.
It kind of looks like those shoes Kobe Bryant wore. I don't know, sometime ago. They were yellow. They were awful looking.
Chain Gang's got a little run to make. So bring it out.
And when they stretch it, I think he's going to be short.
Yep. We know Husky players. We know. Short.
Oh, they just broke
the
chain.
They just broke the chain.
Oh, my. Break the chain. Break out the Fleetwood Mac. got to repair the.
And he's short by half a yard.
Oh, they should give it to him after that.
Yeah. He got stuck by Patton Lovett.
Well, he'll go for it.
Yeah.
At this point.
I mean, it's literally the length of the football.
But, I mean,
short.
He had that first down. He was standing up one more stride plastered.
And now the chain gang almost clotheslines Keith Winkler. who had to lift it over his helmet.
How low can you go? Limbo Loa now.
Fourth and half a yard. That was adventurous. Keystone Cops with the chain gang there. Here we go. Lundin in the shotgun. He's going to send Winkler in motion.
Right at him.
High snap, fake the handoff, give to Hill. Hill up the middle, he's got the first down and more. He's still on his feet,
My.
As the pile, the scrum moves forward, and a referee got knocked to the floor.
And he's not getting up.
Oh, he is hurt. One of the officials,
he's
back up. He rolled over, he was laying on his belly.
That reminded me
of
a play that I saw in Battle Mountain. It was a rifle, and there's a Glenwood player.
Henry
down.
Hill.
Oh, boy. He is, he's getting himself up, but he's kind of holding on to a knee.
Marnie,
now he's back down. Anyway, while they check on him, it reminded me of a play in the snow at Battle Mountain back when Bobby Chick was running for rifle. And it was just this, just like you described it, a scrum, and it looked like that was it. And then all of a sudden, here comes Chick out of the pack, chugging away. He went over 200 yards in that game.
Well, Hill's helmet is off. Coach Whitworth and Marnie, trainer, out checking on him. Marnie helping Henry to his feet. And he's being assisted off. He's not putting any weight.
Well, he's putting a little bit. He's putting his foot down, but it does appear to be the right knee.
And he's probably done for the night. A couple of teammates helping him off. Courageous second half for Henry Hill. 34-14, Battle Mountain with the lead. So Jake Bear in there. That tailback, first and 10 Demons. After that first count, carry by Hill. Back to throw is Lundin. Way back.
Lots of time.
Rolling to his left. Steps up, throws, and the pass was tipped. And getting a piece of that was Jeffrey Fuller, linebacker. After a horrible job of blocking, the Glenwood offensive line, they've done a much better job this second half.
And here comes Hill.
Henry back in there. How about that?
He must have just landed hard on his knee and it felt a little tender. And he wants to be a part of this.
Homecoming night, 3:10 to go in the game, 34-14 Huskies. Second and 10, Lundin back to throw. Throws over the middle, caught! Michael Mills, see ya! 20, 15, 10! Five, touchdown, Glenwood, you betcha.
What a run by Mills.
And what a throw by Travis Lundin over the middle. Got Mills in stride, a slant over the middle, and he took it to the house.
We have not seen that from Michael Mills before, 47 yards. He caught the ball in stride, as you said, but there was a defender right in front of him, and Mills just took a step to the right, and the next thing you know, the defender was on the grass. He just laid him out with a juke move.
Teams need to figure out who's on special teams. And Pretorius on to attempt the extra point. Cam Avery, the holder. Snap, placement, kick. It's up. It is good. With 3:02 to go in the game, it is Battle Mountain 34, Glenwood 21. This is KMTS. Well, the Glenwood Demons probably not going to win their homecoming game, but boy, our boy, are they playing a great second half and giving the fans a thrill. This young, scrappy team, after being down 27-0 at the half, here they are.
Well, if they
21 points in this second half.
If they just wouldn't have to onside kick, they'd have a chance in this game. But that onside kick just set Battle Mountain up last time. They only had to go 38 yards.
Carball, the onside attempt. Good one this time. Gets through a couple of defenders, and the Huskies recover at the 43. That went right through the wickets of two Husky players up front. Finally recovered. And I think you get a turnover here. Who knows? 2:59 to go in the game. 34-21, Battle Mountain. 47-yard touchdown pass from Travis Lundeen to Michael Mills. Amazing.
A 65-yard drive, and the amazing thing, another amazing thing, is that Battle Mountain has one first down this half to 10 for Glenwood.
Pitch play to Sanders. Sanders breaks a couple of tackles. Simmental tries to get him. Can't bring him down. Sanders up the right sideline. Has a first down across the 50 down to the 47-yard line.
Well, Levi Federhoff did a good job of staying with him. He wasn't able to make the tackle and prevent him from turning upfield, but he also didn't let him get to the sideline.
Final score, Coleridge 26, Gunnison 13. That score comes from Mama Cotton. And then in Peach Valley. So a nice bounce back win for the Coleridge Titans to get back in the thick of things in the Western Slope 2A. 34-21 our score here. 2:34 to go in counting here in the game. Huskies with a lead over the Demons on their homecoming nights. First and 10 Huskies at the 45. Handoff up the middle to Blaze Ollie. Ollie driven back. Gain of about 3. It'll bring up maybe 4. Second down and 6. Timeout call, Glenwood. We'll take a break as well. 2:19 to go in the game. 34-21 Battle Mountain. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. 34-21 our score. 2:19 to go in the game here on homecoming night. The Glenwood Demons shut out in the first half 27-0. They've battled back and scored 21 points. Outscored Battle Mountain 21-7. Here in the second half. Travis Lundeen, two touchdown passes, both to Michael Mills. Lundeen with a 1 yard quarterback keeper. Second down and 7 for the Huskies here at the Glenwood 42 to the Glenwood timeout. Again, Glenwood comes up with 8 in the box. Pitch play. And it's Guide up. Guide is going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss, driven back to the turf. 5, 6, 7 Glenwood tacklers.
Federhoff was the first one, I think. Rigo Michael Mills also in there.
Rigo Garcia. Another timeout. Did they call another timeout?
No.
So a loss of 3. Third down and 10. Boisterous Glenwood fans.
Oh, there is a timeout.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Joe Lucky's out there. Well, we'll keep it here. So next up for the Glenwood Demons, the Bulldogs of Moffat County in Craig next Friday, October 7th. Battle Mountain, meanwhile. Let's see. We've got... favorable schedule. I'm trying to find.
Oh, I've got it here. They got Palisade next week.
Oh, excuse me.
And then Moffitt, hey, Delta, hey, and Steamboat.
Palisade's
going to
be in for a tough one.
Well, it is. It's a home game for Battle Mountain. So who knows? I mean, I'm certainly more impressed with this Palisade team than with this Battle Mountain team than I was with Palisade.
Yeah,
although
I agree,
neither team really throws the ball very well. Engel looks like he can throw, but he hasn't attempted a pass here.
Third
in the
and 10.
Half.
Sanders, counterplay to Guida, and Guida brought down, got to the 40-yard line. That's going to bring up fourth down and 4.
You know, in retrospect, one of the big plays of this game was that fake punt run by Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, well, it's just like the Palisade game, you know, it looked like a blowout, and then Glenwood scraps back, and you look back at one play here or there,
And that one, I remember in the Palisade game, Glenwood was driving, they fumbled, and Palisade turned around and drove the distance. And that was essentially the difference in the ball game.
Battle Mountain showing respect. You know, Glenwood's hotter than a pistol right now on offense, and they're running this clock down as far as they can. And now Huskies call timeout with a minute 20 to go in the ball game. We'll take a break as well. 34-21 Battle Mountain, this is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field, homecoming night for the Glenwood Demons. They're not going to win their homecoming game, but boy, the second half will be one for the books. The emergence of a quarterback, a new quarterback for the Glenwood Demons, Travis Lundeen, and just gave a spark to the offense that they did not see in that first half. But it's been Battle Mountain leading 34-21. Fourth down and four. Huskies going for it after the timeout. Sanders, the ball's dropped. Sanders falls on it. Now that was a really stupid looking play. Instead of handing it off, he kind of tossed it to him. I don't know if that was by design or just a botched play, but gives the Demons the ball at their own 44-yard line.
I think Battle Mountain sort of outsmarted themselves on that play. You know, the way they've been gaining yardage all night long, and then they came out with something a little fancy there.
Minute 17, Lundeen. Four receiver set. Hill in the backfield. Travis, hit a little hitch pass. They hands it off to Hill, and Hill is brought down by Lashardy. It was
kind of the hook and ladder.
A variation of the hook and ladder, yeah.
Yeah.
But not, instead of being downfield, it was kind of in the flats.
And lost 2 yards or so.
Under a minute to go. Triple wide left. Lundeen throws over the middle. Nice catch made by Michael Mills. I think we found a new combination here. Lundeen to Mills.
Well, coming into this game, see, Mills had 5 catches for 37 yards for the season.
Third and two.
Less than 8 per catch.
Lundeen with the snap. Throw to Mills and overthrows him. Incomplete. 20 seconds left. That stops the clock. Fourth down and 3. So the Demons' loss here really hurts their playoff chances, even though it's still early. They only take the top 3 in the Western Slope. And Rifle handily beating Eagle Valley tonight. Palisade will more than likely win tomorrow. Bottom out on the move up. They'll go to 1-1. Lundeen back to throw on 4th and 3rd. Pump fake. Being pressured. Throws incomplete.
That's going to be a flag. No, they're going to let him get away with it. He was going down for the sack and threw the ball to nobody.
The sack made by the mysterious number 57. 14 seconds left, and for the first time in a long time, the Huskies going to get a W over the Glenwood Demons. Expect Battle Mountain to take a knee here.
In 2005, Glenwood beat Battle Mountain 16-8. They lost to them in 2006, 30-27. So that was the last loss.
And Engel takes a knee. There's your ball game. So it's a successful homecoming for Battle Mountain. Last night they beat Glenwood in soccer 2-1. And in football tonight they beat them 34-21 is our final score. Huskies over the battle over the Glenwood Demons. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field. Homecoming night, the Glenwood Demons fall to the Battle Mountain Huskies 34-21. It was a runaway in the first half. Battle Mountain literally running away. Glenwood had no answer, could not stop their powerful running game. Reeve Sanders, Zach Guida, Libertini, just a powerful offense, great running game for the Battle Mountain Huskies, running out of that wing T formation. Sanders got the scoring first, going first for the Battle Mountain Huskies at 5:02 in the first quarter, a 51-yard TD run. PAT was good, 7-0. Huskies at the 2:09 mark in the first quarter. Zach got a 79-yard touchdown run. That was after Demons fumbled on a nice drive. Henry Hill coughed it up. He had fumbleitis in that first half, but came back strong in the second half. Anyway, Guida able to cash in for the Huskies. 79-yard TD run, 14-0 Huskies. Huskies score in the second quarter, 9:49. Guida on a 9-yard TD run. PAT a good 21-0. The Huskies score again about 5 minutes later in the second quarter. Reeve Sanders, a 19-yard touchdown run. Point after was blocked, 27-0 at half. And then the Demons came out smoking as they went to the bullpen and brought in Travis Lundeen in relief of John Forrestall at quarterback, and Lundeen really gave him a spark. At the 2:03 mark, Travis Lundeen, quarterback keeper at the goal line after this, and that play came after a 4th and 17 after Lundeen was sacked. 4th and 17, they say, you know, pull out all the stops, let's go for it. He throws a pass a little bit high. Henry Hill reaches up and, diving backwards, makes a sensational catch. I mean, a highlight catch. That was ESPN worthy. And caught it inside the 10. Demons end up cashing it in, and they get on the board. 27-6 at that point. The PAT was blocked. Late in the fourth quarter, about the 7:03 mark, Lundeen, a 7-yard touchdown pass to Michael Mills. And then they went for two. And Lundeen on a rollout to the right, went to Garrett Lowe out of the backfield for a two-point conversion. 27-14, crowds going crazy. Battle Mountain answered back after Glenwood went for an onside kick that failed. It ended up in the hands of a Husky player up toward the front. He ran it back into Demon territory. In fact, that onside kick came after a penalty, a delay of game penalty against Glenwood. So Battle Mountain gets it into Demon territory. A couple plays later, 37-yard touchdown run by Reeve Sanders. PAT good, 34-14. Demons come right back. 2 minutes later, a 47-yard touchdown pass, a beautiful slant pass from Lundeen to Michael Mills, and Mills takes it to the house, outruns three defenders. PAT is good, 34-21, and that's where we ended up. So with the loss, the Glenwood Demons fall to 1-4 overall, and 0-2, unfortunately, in the Western Slope. And it's such a short season, and only three teams go from the West Slope to the playoffs. They really dug themselves a hole. So next week for the Demons, they'll take on the Moffat County Bulldogs in Craig, then come home for Steamboat. Steamboat and Eagle Valley, two games that they can win. Delta is also a winnable game, just kind of looking ahead, and then finishing up with Rifle at the end of the season. But certainly, I asked Coach Denise Lanik as he was walking out, is Forrestall hurt? And he said, nope. They just wanted to change. And Travis Lundeen provided that spark and that excitement, and really got him going. So we may have found the new quarterback for the Glenwood Demons. I don't know. See what happens in the next week of practice as the Glenwood Demons get ready for Moffat County. 34-21, our final, Battle Mountain over Glenwood.
Kind of an odd phenomenon that has occurred a few times this year. Remember the Fruita game? There were all those big plays by Fruita, and Glenwood actually had more first downs, 13-7 in that game. Same thing happened in this one. Glenwood, by virtue of a 10-2 second half first down margin, you know, winds up with 15 to just 10. But, of course, the big plays, you don't need to get any first downs when you break a 51-yard run and a 79-yard run. But something else positive in the numbers for Glenwood, the first half Battle Mountain 30 carries for 308 yards. The second half, 19 carries for 68 yards. So the defense really made some adjustments, and were able to keep those big boys, other than that one play, the onside. And really, that again, you know, you can look at a lot of little things at the end of a ball game, but, you know, because they had to go for that onside kick, and they gave Battle Mountain that short field, they only had to go 38 yards on three plays, and Sanders scored his third touchdown of the game. Something else kind of interesting, Sanders in this game, 19 carries for 233 yards and three touchdowns. Before tonight, his stats were 32 carries for 265 yards. So he came within 30 yards of equaling his season total. So he just about doubled it in this ball game alone. Boy, he was a weapon.
Yeah.
And Gaida, you know, of course, got the big run, the 79-yard run in the first half. He wound up with 118 yards and two TDs on 14 carries. Overall for the game, as I mentioned, Battle Mountain, 376 yards rushing on 49 carries. And Glenwood just having trouble stopping the big play, and it gets them in a hole, and then they come back, they battle back. They show a lot of intestinal fortitude and character, but they put another L on the board. Lundeen, however, in the second half goes 14 for 22. He did have one interception, 174 yards passing, and he had the two touchdown passes to Michael Mills, who, interestingly enough, had not caught a pass in the game until that point, and actually until the fourth quarter. You know, he made four catches for 70 yards and two touchdowns. So I think he'll be a more intentional receiver perhaps in the future here. Good game for the captain. Let's see, what else? Henry Hill, you know, again, last week against Palisades, same thing. Really tough first quarter. He gained 11 or 19 yards on 11 carries in the first quarter here as Glenwood just kind of abandoned the pass. John Forrestall only got to make five attempts in the first half. And they tried to run with Hill, and he dropped the ball three times, and at halftime had 14 carries for 32 yards, but he winds up almost 100, 26 carries, 97 yards. So a great second half as Henry Hill sucked it up and forgot about those drops and really helped his team out in the second half. And he also got dinged and came right back in one play later, so showed a little toughness there. In addition, Austin Tribble, receiving corps, four catches for 35 yards. 4 for 31 for Henry Hill, 2 catches for 23 by Cam Avery, and we mentioned Michael Mills, 4 catches for 70 yards. Again, you know, Glenwood spots the other team 3 touchdowns and then starts playing. I don't know what that means or what that says, other than maybe it's just a young team, like as we've been saying, and now they've just gotten younger if they stick with their sophomore QB. So now they have a couple of sophomores in the backfield, which bodes well for next year. But this year, well, they're entertaining, if nothing else.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, you look at the sophomore class, the class of 2014, Travis Lundeen. Carmel's a junior. Henry Hill, sophomore. Justin Barham, Garrett Lowe. I mean, these kids are getting some invaluable experience in varsity football. And Jonathan Duarte, sophomore, big lineman, a lot of juniors coming back. So schools go through these cycles, and this is Battle Mountain's year. A lot of seniors and very talented. And this is how you build traditions. And powerhouses, David Joyce, sticking with it in his fourth year as head coach of the Battle Mountain Huskies. He's got them playing some good ball, and they're definitely in the playoff hunt. Rifle Bears were leading big last we heard over Eagle Valley, so they probably won. So they'll be 2-0 in the league, 5-0 overall. Palisade plays Moffitt County tomorrow at Stoker. Palisade more than likely win that game. So it'll be Rifle Palisade and Battle Mountain duking it out for the top three spots in the West Slope. And then the also-rans. Our final score, Glenwood loses to Battle Mountain 34-21. First time since 2006 the Huskies have beaten the Demons. Battle Mountain goes to 1-1 in the conference, 4-1 overall. Glenwood falls to 0-2 in conference play, 1-4 overall. want to thank our sponsors of high school football and KMTS, Mountain Air Mechanical, McDonald's, Flooring America, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Berthet Motors, Carbondale Insurance Service, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Soper's Lighting, Megatech LLC, Sunshine Deli, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, and Gotcha Covered. Again, our final score, Glenwood follows the Battle Mountain 34-21. Thanks to Nicole Cowan for engineering our game tonight. For Jack Jabbar and Ron Milhorn saying so long. Till next week, we travel to Craig, where the Glenwood Demons will take on the Moffitt County Bulldogs. 7 o'clock next Friday night, right here on KMTS. Stay tuned for Colorado Prep Scoreboard Show coming up right after this. Keep it tuned to KMTS and have a great weekend.